Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Henrietta Christian Fellowship Podcast, the 2015 Audio Advent Devotional. We hope these recordings bless you throughout the Advent season with a renewed focus on the reason for it.
Day 4, Moses.
Moses spent 80 days and nights on the mountain with God. He received the Ten Commandments and the blueprint for the tabernacle. He saw the tabernacle completed before it was built on earth. However, the tabernacle is not only what Moses and Israel did years ago. It is also what God uses today to teach us and to speak to our generation. The message is threefold. One, the tabernacle is fulfilled in Jesus. Two, the tabernacle is fulfilled in church history. And three, the tabernacle must be fulfilled in the individual. Paul refers to the tabernacle in Hebrews as a lesson and a guiding pattern for the new tabernacle. The first time it was made with hands, but this time it is in the believer, the living temple of the Holy Ghost. First, we see God returning to individuals, then to a nation as portrayed in the tabernacle fellowship, then no more restricted to a single Noah or Abraham, it becomes the privilege of a nation. The tabernacle then is a step in the restoration of fellowship with God. Jesus came and said that fellowship was not now just a nation, but thank God to the whole world when they believe. The dwelling of God was first with men. Then came the temporary dwelling of God in the tabernacle, then the permanent dwelling of God in the temple, and now we ourselves become the temples of the Holy Spirit. On such vital subjects as being born again, there is only one direct command and one other reference. Similarly, there are only two chapters dealing with creation, chaos, and recreation of the world. Yet, on the subject of the tabernacle, there are some 50 chapters in both Old and New Testament, and many other references besides. Still, some feel the tabernacle is merely a shadow and therefore unimportant. However, if you trace the true source of a shadow, you will always come to the light. To see the inside of the tabernacle, no peeking possible, you must enter. In John 14:6, Jesus states, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The way, salvation, is the gate to the outer court. The truth, Holy Spirit, is the second entrance. The life, glory, is the third entrance. If you draw a line from the altar through the laver in the court, through the altar of incense in the holy place, on through the ark in the Holy of Holies, then a line between the candlestick and the table of showbread in the holy place, you will see these lines form a cross. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, a production of Henrietta Christian Fellowship, which is located at 1085 Middle Road in Rush, New York. Are you local to the Rochester area and looking for a Christmas Eve service to attend? We invite you to join us as we retell the story of Christ's birth through seven carols and seven verses. There will be luminaries lighting the property and small gift bags for the children as well. Once again, thank you for listening and have a Merry Christmas.